Today we have the great feast day of St. Barnabas, who's not one of the 12 apostles, but was one of the very close associates with the apostles. He would be a companion of St. Paul, and he would die as a martyr. We heard in our first reading today from the Acts of the Apostles that the church sent Barnabas to go to Antioch and describes him as a good man filled with the Holy Spirit and faith. Isn't that a wonderful description? A good man filled with the Holy Spirit and faith. So just who was this St. Barnabas? You know, he was born a Hellenistic Jew from the diaspora. He was born in Cyprus. And he was from a very wealthy Levite family. It says when he converted to Christianity, he sold his property and took the money and laid it at the feet of the apostles. And then they distributed that to the poor. His original name was Joseph, but because he was such a great encourager, they gave him a new name, Barnabas. So the word Bar means son, like Simon Bar-Jonah is Simon, son of John. I remember watching a cartoon as a kid, you had Simon Bar-Sinister. Remember that evil character, Simon Bar-Sinister? So here you have Simon, or you have Joseph, who is now Barnabas, which means the son of encouragement, because he had the ability to encourage others, as we saw here again from the first reading. And it was really Barnabas who was the first one who befriended Saul of Tarsus. See, after Saul converted, everybody was very suspicious. Was this just a trap? Was he pretending to be a Christian in order to arrest and imprison and kill the early Christians? But Barnabas saw through and saw that it was a true conversion. And so he welcomed Paul, he embraced him, and he then introduced him to Peter and the other apostles. So if it wasn't for Barnabas, perhaps St. Paul would have had a much more difficult time being accepted by the early church. And as you know, Paul would become one of the greatest saints, one of the greatest apostles of all time. So again, he befriended Paul and saw that he had a true change of heart. Well, then we know that Paul and Barnabas would travel together on the first missionary journey. They took Mark with them on the first journey. But Mark, being young, he got a little bit discouraged, so he left. He abandoned them, and Paul didn't want to work with Mark anymore. But that was Barnabas' cousin, so Barnabas wanted to work with Mark. So you see that even among the apostles, they sometimes had differences of opinions. It wasn't all peace, love, and harmony. It wasn't all dandelions and walking through the tulips with the apostles. They had their arguments and differences as well. Later on, Barnabas and Paul and Mark all reconciled later on, but they had their troubles, they had their difficulties. And so what happened on the second trip was that Barnabas took Mark by himself, and then Paul took Silas and, I guess, went off to Syria. So it all worked out in the end. But so we have this great apostle Barnabas, and he was eventually martyred for his faith. That's why we wear the red vestments today. And one of the interesting things occurred in Lystra when the apostles had worked a great miracle. The people of Lystra, as you know, remember a few months ago, they wanted to sacrifice to the gods. They believed that Paul and Barnabas were gods, that Paul was Zeus, and that Paul was Hermes, and Barnabas was Zeus. And because of this great miracle, they wanted to slaughter oxen in front of them, in front of Paul and Barnabas. Barnabas must have been an incredible person. He must have been very large and strong in stature for them to consider him Zeus, you know, the greatest of all the gods. And of course, Paul was the spokesperson, so he was Hermes. But of course, they were fortunately able to convince them that they were not gods, that they were messengers of the one true God and of his son, Jesus Christ. So I think we can learn a lot from St. Barnabas, his ability to befriend Saul of Tarsus, I think is a great lesson. And I think the last thing we should remember is the power and the importance of encouragement, because that was his name, Barnabas, the son of encouragement. And I think that there are so many people just starving for encouragement. Maybe it's your husband that is starving for encouragement, or your wife, or your children. What does the word encouragement mean? Well, the root word, encouragio, comes from the Latin words cor, which means the heart. So it means to strengthen the heart. Like if somebody has a coronary, the word cor means heart. So encouragement means to strengthen somebody's heart. So I'm going to give all of you some homework today. You have to encourage somebody. Okay? So figure out somebody that needs encouragement. Maybe it's one of your kids or your grandkids. Maybe it's your husband or your wife or a coworker. Encourage somebody, which means to give them strength, to strengthen their heart. Because life is tough for lots of people. You never know what certain people are dealing with. So be encouraging. Be like a St. Barnabas in their life. So again, find somebody to encourage, to grow holier, to learn more about God, to persevere, whatever it might be. So that's your assignment today on the feast day of St. Barnabas, is like Barnabas, find somebody to encourage.